pro tem will be doing our prayer and pledge of allegiance tonight.
Okay. God, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer as a group and nurture the bonds of community. And fill us with your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Curie Beach. Continue to remind us that all that we do here today, all that we accomplish, should be for the good of the entire Curie Beach community. Amen.
Amen.
Stand for me. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, are there any comments about the consent agenda? Anything?
First, I make a motion we excuse Commissioner Whitley.
We are, well, okay.
Second.
Yeah. Sorry, we did that the other one.
I'm just going to do this one.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any changes to the consent agenda? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adopt it?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Adoption of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or changes? I would like to add two things to the mayor's updates. For number four, I would like to give you an update on the MPO, the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization. And for number five, I would like to discuss an issue on crosswalks. Okay. Anybody else?
No. A couple items on the commissioner items, but they're not voter issues.
Well, these aren't either. You want to add yours?
Would like to discuss lock for the community center. And I would like to discuss ROT, plan of actions.
Okay. Okay, the community center, you don't want to do that during their committee discussion.
Can do it there too, I guess.
I'll let you decide. Okay.
We'll keep it in on the update.
Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as changed.
Second.
That was Craig seconding it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We do not have anybody scheduled to address the council. Did anyone sign up at the podium? Okay. One last call. Anybody who would like, would you ladies like to address the council?
No, we just want to say thundering.
Okay, thank you. committee business, board of adjustments, community center, marketing committee, Parks and Recreation, Planning and Zoning, Shoreline Access Beach Protection and Parking Committee. Okay, with our non-town committees, we do have a report from the area ADA committee. She would like for us to make you aware of Miracle League Baseball is held throughout the year, fall, spring, and summer seasons for children and adults with physical, developmental, and intellectual disabilities from 4 years of age to 64. They also have Adaptive Sports Access of Wilmington, which is an acronym, ACCESS. Strives to offer multiple competitive recreational adaptive sports opportunities for those living in southeastern North Carolina. the Kiwanis Miracle League Playground has joined the BRAC Stadium with a PPD and the PPD Miracle Field. It's a playground that was built in 2013, and it's fully accessible for persons with disabilities. Some of the upcoming events, in case you would like to attend, the Miracle League will have a softball clinic on July 26th at 6:30, and a tennis clinic, a four-week tennis clinic from 7 to 8 p.m. does not indicate what the dates are for that, but there is a website here if you happen to be interested. Okay. Department head business administration.
Yes. Question, Mayor, your item about the crosswalks that you added, was that related to the DOT funding that's available for Fort Fisher Boulevard?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I did have one thing that just came to me yesterday, so it's not in your data packet, so I did send the email out. There is some funding from DOT, $7 million that's available only through the end of September of this year. It's not used by then, but it's lost. DOT wants to know if we're interested in applying for this funding to upgrade the intersection of Fort Fisher Boulevard and M Avenue for handicap ADA access. That's the area where the post office is. This is mainly for us to apply for the project for the funding. Half of this $7 million has to be used in municipalities of less than 5,000 population, mm-hmm. so that helps our chances a little bit. There would be no cost to the town if we were approved for this. We do need to get them an answer by July 29th.
Ms. Avery, I have a copy of that letter from DOT, and I don't see any mention in here of M Avenue at Fort Fisher. I did have an email from Mike Klowski, who said that he suggested that all of the towns, particularly under 5,000 population, look around and see what intersections might need either improvements or expansions, or maybe don't have an ADA ramp there, and talked to Sonny about it, and he said that he thought there might be more than just the one there at the post office, and that he would be very glad to do an inventory tomorrow morning and get back to us by lunchtime to let us know if there is another one that we could add to the list.
I would think that that's a smart thing to do, because I believe actually at the post office, that is the end of the sidewalk. I don't think there's a sidewalk across the street from it. Across M Avenue. But in any case, and I don't remember if there's one downtown at K and 421.
Yeah, he said that he felt surely that there, for certain that there would be a couple more, but that he would go out tomorrow morning and see if he could identify any of them. If I can speak personally, I think we should go after some of this money to help our ADA people.
I would agree we should go after the money, and I would agree that Sonny should come up with maybe some better selections or inclusive selections in a time that allows Nancy to execute against us.
Yeah, I think all we have to do is notify them of our wishes, and they will, if I remember in this letter here, that they will put it together for the area so that we go in as a group and maybe have a better opportunity to do it, and that they'll pay the matching funds, and that they'll do I understood they would do the application if we let them know what we want. Did you understand that with their letter?
Yes.
Okay. Did you make that as a motion?
Okay, I'll make that motion. I move we look at, that we have Sonny look at opportunities, additional opportunities for ADA sidewalks, and come up with the best solution for the town in a time that would allow Nancy to respond and try to achieve some of this money.
So were there specific guidelines?
I mean, They didn't.
I read this, and did they direct it? I know. Did they direct it? Direct you for the post office, or did we pick it? That came from them, right?
That came from them, and that stems from years years back when we put the crosswalk there. There was concern then, as you said, when you cross to the east side of the boulevard, again, there is no sidewalk. There's like a big bush.
Right.
In that area. But that was, they noted that in their records then that we needed to do some upgrades. So that's the first one that came to mind.
Right, okay. But they're open to whatever we ask for. The issue is we just got to get it to them by the end of July, right? Is that correct?
Right, 29th.
Yes, well, they have to submit to DOT no later than July 29th.
Right. And so are there guidelines that we need to give Sonny so he knows what he's looking for instead of just wandering around out there and look what you think? I mean, did they give you any guidance at all? Because I don't remember the email now. Other than I thought it was their recommendation.
Yeah,
I don't see. There was no specific.
It just says projects be selected using an identified selection process and that the local governments be the sponsor of the project and submit a request for the project to be considered.
So then what's our selection process? Sonny Beaker?
Because
it has to be an identified selection process.
It needs to be for ADA accessible, either correcting a situation you already have or putting in a new one because you don't have one.
Okay, so what's our process? So when they ask for it, that's what I'm asking, right? So they said, here's the one we recommend, and if anyone was asked, our process would be the one they recommended.
I don't.
If we're going to do it a different way, it says we have to have a selection process.
Okay, how about if I talk to this woman tomorrow and ask her why she picked it out for us instead of letting us pick it?
Probably because it's on their list. Because they put a crosswalk and said
it's going to be very hard
because
there's no sidewalk.
I'm okay with it. I'm just saying that if we're going to do something, well, it's a short fuse thing. We got to make sure it's defined, right? Telling somebody to go out there and look is fine. That can be our process. It has to be defined, right? If we say our process is to have the public works director look for it on the record, that's a process, and I'm fine with it.
I would agree with you on that point too, David, because obviously the first place we should look is where we have ADA access to the beach. We ought to make sure that we have ADA access to get to the ramps that get us to the beach. So, I mean,
I'm okay with Sonny doing it, but we should say on the record, I think, that our process is the public works director will identify the two worst places and will request those. And I think that's a good process, and it's easy to defend. We put it in the record, and then when they say, what was your process? Well, our process was the public works director looked at it, identified the two worst handicap access issues in the town of Curry Beach on the front road, because it has to be on 421 too.
Yeah.
That's the other part, right? Yeah. So if that's it, then I ask that we amend the motion to say that's our process and then direct him to use that process.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Second the amendment.
Our P&Z guys got a question.
The mayor just talked about the letter from the lady on the non-town committee dealing with ADA. You want to get those people involved?
I don't think we have time.
Yeah,
I mean, we have
issue,
to do
right?
this
yeah.
by Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, right? That's why I want to make sure we don't mess it up and then
and
lose
looks
the time,
like
right?
It looks like they sent in a sample letter that you send to the secretary of the department that says the town of Curry Beach of, I guess, I don't know what the X is for, North Carolina, requests that the following intersections be considered for improvement using Transportation Alternatives Program funding to bring them into compliance with current ADA standards.
Right.
And then
you
indicate what the intersections are. We also request that DOT partner with Curry Beach to complete all necessary planning, design, and construction of the project.
Right. Yeah. So, can I amend your motion?
Yes, you certainly may.
Do we have a second?
I think we
did.
Jim did. Okay.
Okay. Well, then let's vote. And we'll vote no.
Yeah, I'll vote no.
All those in favor? All those opposed?
No.
No.
K.
Can we have another motion?
Yes. As Craig motioned, we direct the Public Works Director to identify the two worst ADA compliant intersections on 421 and give that information to Nancy to submit to the state with the mayor's signature.
Well, it's your original motion. Go for it.
He's amending it, so you should second it.
I second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Cool.
Passes unanimously. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Finance.
We have received a request to provide, I guess they consider it civil support for a training exercise that the Marines are going to be having at the Fort Fisher National Guard Training Center. It's going to be the end of October, beginning of November. So it's already been discussed with the assistant fire chief. There was a person here about 6 weeks ago that came to talk about it. So I met with Ed and also met with Mike Bowden because of there's two parts to it. One is needing a boat and what they're calling rescue swimmers, because there's going to be a water landing, I guess, at the end of October. So so what that involves is about the five, fire department personnel plus the boat for 4 to 5 hours. And then for the police department, 2 days later, two police officers and two police cars for crowd control and crowd and traffic control during a simulated assault by the Marines. They didn't want to talk a lot about this, but there may be actually opportunities for people to go and observe this.
Yep.
We'll get a lot more information.
Yep.
But I guess I'm bringing that up because the question becomes whether we want to bill them for providing these services.
Did they offer?
Well, they offered, but they also said, well, will you be billing us? And I talked about that and said I had to present it here. They're willing to pay. They just want it into their current fiscal year, which ends before September 30th, if we're going to bill them. My estimate is it would be a bill of about $1,900 based on our current fee schedule. And I guess, Ed was also concerned, in the amount of effort that they'd have to put.
I'm okay personally with not billing them anything, with the exception of maybe discussion on our volunteer firefighters that will be money coming out of our budget.
We could have a credit towards the towards our rental.
Yeah, the Marines don't have any influence
unless
on the Army.
Unless we can get the volunteers to volunteer.
I wouldn't charge. We give money to all kinds of weird stuff. For me, the Marine Corps is pretty much in there. Sorry, so I'm like.
You mean as far as weird stuff?
No, yeah, that too. But I'm just saying that I think it's way better for the town to support this than charge the Marines $1,900 personally.
Yeah. I agree. That's true.
I'm not worried about being angry, but
I'm sorry, but I have to. Well, I don't
That's
apologize
fine.
Either. I disagree.
That's fine. Okay.
Our police and fire departments provide services 24/7 for the state of North Carolina, Department of Cultural and Environmental Resources, DOT. Also, the recreation area down there that's owned by the Air Force and used by all the military, we patrol it. We help them every way we can. Our public works guys patrol up and down Dow Road cleaning up trash for the military. We are available. That's what they do on their ATVs.
No,
they pick
I know
up
that.
Trash.
I know what they do.
Just let me finish, okay? Our fire and police are available to Sunny Point if anything were to happen and they couldn't get over here immediately. we are already doing so much for so many other government agencies, which the Marines are part of that military group, and we have an opportunity just once to be reimbursed even just a little bit. And I think frankly, it would be nice of us to accept their offer.
I wouldn't. I mean, we give money for concerts. I can't see not supporting the Marine Corps.
It's so not a matter of not supporting them. We're supporting them by providing all this help. They want to support us in return by helping us a little bit financially. I think we should take them up on it.
Do you want to make a motion, or you want me to make a motion?
Going to make it. He's already done one.
Oh, did you make a motion?
No.
Oh,
no.
I make a motion that we go ahead. Do you need something else first?
We could just bill them for the Peter's time, rather than also throwing the charge that we have for like the boat and police cars. And so we can do variations of this, but it really requires.
It requires council to do something, right? I make a motion that we waive the fee for the Marine, supporting the Marine Corps to have an amphibious landing at Fort Fisher.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask you a question while you're up here? I noticed in one of the things you had under the consent agenda was the car for the police department. And we're borrowing from First Bank, and most of our loans are for Public Works. And most of our loans have been through BB&T. Is there any particular reason why we've gone to First Bank?
We use First Bank for a few in the past. They're willing to do smaller loans. BB&T has changed their philosophy, so last year we had to take a lump sum amount and kind of guesstimate how much we were going to use during the course of the year. And it really came down to the very end of the year to use all of that money. So we were going to have to start to make loan payments on money we hadn't used yet. But okay, we did use it all. So I thought for some of these smaller things, if I can find another bank that'll give us loans on individual small items, it's actually maybe a better way to go. And the rate is actually very good, 1.6.
1.2 or something like that.
Yeah,
I thought that was incredibly low.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for doing that and for explaining it. Thank you.
Now, for some of the larger things we may do, I mean, BB&T probably may be a better way to go, but that's, you know, I'll get quotes from a few different places for the larger items.
Okay, thank you. Okay, building inspection.
I have nothing.
Fire department, police department, public works. I know Sonny isn't here, but I guess the contract is further down on the agenda. So, discussing old business. Would you like to discuss our architectural firms that we just interviewed?
As far as what I heard, and also based on the discussions that we were involved in with the different entities that had used both of the companies, I find very little with either of them to find fault with. If I'm deciding which one to pick over the other, I can't find a problem as far as the type of structures that they've built, the area that they've built them in, and the success that they've had dealing with the people that they build them for. We've gotten nothing but good feedback. We talked to Wilmington fire chiefs, we talked to the chief of New Hanover County, we talked to director of the 911 center. We talked to fires.
Havelock.
Yeah, Havelock, town manager and fire chief. I've had phone conversations with the aquarium. We've also talked with Fort Fisher. Everybody was satisfied with the work that was produced for them. So I mean, outside of one being in town and the other being out of town, that seemed to be the only thing that I could see that was difference between the two companies. In talking with the mayor, she had said that in one of the talks they had talked about doing soil samples, and in the other one they hadn't. That, you know, if we've got a concern with that, that is something that we can demand of either one, I would think. That so.
Even the
that's where I'm at.
Even the cost structures were somewhat similar,
mm-hmm.
right? The one allowing half of a larger fee, but half of the fee to be assigned to the program would be less expensive
right.
than the other firm,
mm-hmm.
Who shows a lower amount if you don't go into the program. So, do we recall which one was doing the work down at Fort Fisher?
It's probably in their package.
I thought it
which
was the
one
from Wilmington, but Paul kept calling the guy Chip, and I couldn't find a Chip in the audience.
Oh, it's a
today.
Nickname.
Yeah.
So.
Because there was only one negative comment. It really was
yeah.
on the process. And I was just trying to determine which group was responsible.
It's not in Oakley, so I'm looking the L now. Should have done my glasses.
Fort Fisher was, that was Bowman, Murray, and Hemingway.
Okay, so they're not even under consideration.
That's
yeah.
why I couldn't
well,
find it. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
we made a good choice then. The only
yeah.
place we did get a negative
and
comment.
It was Hemingway.
It's don't
Chip's
have it considered.
Name.
Okay.
So,
okay.
yeah, it comes down to even though both firms work regionally, I mean, they're both experienced in working, I guess, close as well as far away, but I'm open to if there's anybody saw any real differentiation. Can I ask if John had any particular view since you met with them as well?
I thought both the presentations were good. Best two to
anything on their site visits, John, that you saw?
I think we'd do good with either one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we
I
can hold the one guy that lives here captive.
I thought they were both good, and I agree with everything you guys said. I think either firm can meet the requirements of the town. I did like two things about Oakley. One is the fact that if we actually move forward, it is less expensive. And two, they actually talk project by project on their estimate versus their actual construction
yeah.
cost. The other guy said that they kept there, but I looked and I don't see the data. It may be buried in here, so I apologize that I didn't have time to look through
it.
But I mean, I see how much the projects cost, but not what mm-hmm. their budgets were, so I can't really say. And I gotta say, it is nice when you're gonna devote a bunch of money to a project that you know that you're not going to go over. So, I mean, for me, that was pretty powerful, right? I think, you know, both firms seem to have great experience in the process. Both firms seem to assign professionals to it, and at least it sounded like from the presentations that they understand the code requirements that are out there around the stuff we're asking for.
And they
right?
both offer oversight.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is important, right? We council said we wanted someone professionally to do it. So from my standpoint, I'm okay either way if council has a feel. I think I would lean towards Oakley just because of the price and the discussion. And I know they're the furthest one away, but just the budget stuff to me is pretty powerful.
Yeah, I agree with David. I was leaning toward Oakley also, especially when they talked about all but 2%
Correct.
All of their projects were within budget, and 85% of their business has also been repeat, that people coming, you know, back with them over and over again. Plus, they talked about working with a lot of the same contractors so that they knew who the contractors were and how good they were and what their backgrounds were, instead of just picking one out of the air that you've never heard
of.
They've
got their own special group that they go through all the time.
Yeah, I really, really appreciated that. I also liked their variety and their diversity in their design. And I guess one of the things that really jumped out was when we asked about location at the beach, and Oakley immediately, or Collier immediately jumped out and talked about, we require the town to do soil borings so that we know exactly what we're getting into. And it seemed like they, I don't know, they had it right there whenever we asked them about something. So I was leaning that way also.
I think both would be good. I mean,
yeah.
The issue is they'll listen to the record, so they're both good, but I think we got to choose. I think from my standpoint, is the initial fee is less if we move forward the project, and the demonstrated cost is the weighing factor for me.
I did like the other thing they said about they would write checks if it was their design issue.
Right.
And we did, in our discussions up in Havelock, find out that even though they backfilled on a contractor that was fired, they actually brought it in at budget.
Yeah.
And the town manager told us, he said he thinks they probably had to write a few checks because they accepted that challenge. So I'm okay with
Those jets were flying very low.
Oh, I bet they were. Yeah.
I'm okay with Oakley.
So what do we need to do to choose one there, town attorney or town clerk?
I'm sorry, I wasn't following.
No, that's right. So it sounds like we are in close to agreement. Do we need to vote to choose one?
Yes.
That's all we need to do, right?
That's all.
So I make a motion that we choose the Oakley Collier Group for, I hope I said their name right, for Oakley Collier Architects for our project.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have a new architect.
Okay.
Question?
Yes, ma'am.
More of Arlen, do you need any direction from council right now since we don't have a budget?
It will have to do something, I guess. What was transferred was last year, and it was in the regular operating budget. So I guess
we need to
have the amounts. Next meeting, I'll come back with a proposal to set up a capital project fund.
Yep.
Okay, but for this part of it, during our budget sessions, didn't we set an amount aside or talked about a limit that we wanted?
We can do that now.
You
right?
did, but you, that budget's gone.
We can do that now, though, right? First.
You can do that now.
Yes.
Well, because we don't want to delay until August.
No.
Yeah. Waiving
now.
Yeah.
Are
you saying
you
yes?
Don't
okay.
want to delay.
Yeah. So I make a motion. We direct it. Yeah, well, so we're going to give you some money, and then you can figure out what you need to do with it. How's that? Because we know how much we need to give you.
But what I'll say, I guess what I would recommend, what you propose, I guess, is just a transfer. I will do a budget amendment to transfer money from the general fund into this new capital project fund.
I make a motion we transfer $28,500 from the general fund to a capital fund to be set up by the finance officer for the architect to execute the request for quote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. And Arlen.
Okay.
Yes.
We defer now to Mr. Kanutis on the legalities of emergency services in the Brunswick County jurisdiction. I didn't bring my map. Okay.
This was a lot of fun. Believe me.
That's what we're here for.
That's what you, that's what we pay you for, is to have fun.
All right. Let me say that these names that you see here, Renee Chestnut, the paralegal in the lawyer's office of the county, was most helpful in directing me to Deborah Cottle and Andy Whitley. I had asked for Wanda. Wanda was out to lunch. Kemp Burpo was out to lunch. Kemp Burpo finally called me and told him what I wanted. He directed me to Andy Whitley. I said, I've already seen him, thank you. We went from there. The problem that we have here is it seems that some years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, whenever, our fire department accepted the responsibilities of Federal Point.
It's been more than 2 or 3 years ago.
Yep. It was how long?
It's been more than 2 or 3 years ago, okay, when they moved across the bridge.
So whenever anyone gets in trouble on the rocks and they make a call, the call goes to a tower across the river around Sunny Point somewhere, then relays to New Hanover County. 911 picks it up, then they call us, because under the agreement, it's our responsibility.
Sure.
And between the agreement between New Hanover County and Brunswick County, they have a responsibility to forward that call. Mm-hmm. So it seems that we're in a catch-22. We can't charge for that because we're in an agreement with the county. Now, we only have one of two choices, it seems. One is to approach Brunswick County in their benevolent spirit of creating a sign warning people to stay off the rocks. Or two, we go to the colonel of the Corps of Engineers and ask them to place the rocks in a no trespass situation and put up a sign, no trespass. That's about the only thing we're going to be able to do to prevent us from having to run down there so many times. And there is a lot of trips that we made down there, but it's not for rescues, all of them, but you can see I've listed out of the county. And there's quite a few trips we've made down there.
Now, if in fact we approach the Corps of Engineers for them to say, yeah, we'll take responsibility, is that increasing their liability any from what it is now?
No, it's the same liability they have. They own the rock. It's theirs, not ours. And well, you can see that map that I have there, it took forever to find a map.
I know.
I have a map.
And that's the official map right there, which puts the rocks in Brunswick County.
And I would say on the, yeah, on the second map with the ocean down here and that little tiny white sign right there, that's like, you can hardly even tell, maybe at the edge of the rocks, maybe 2 or 3 feet out into the rocks. That Brunswick County line comes across there so that all the rocks, Seek Island, all the rest of it is in Brunswick County. Only half of the water there is in Brunswick County, half of it in New Hanover County. So,
I don't know who drew that map, but I must have had something good to bring.
If they put up a sign that says no trespassing, and somebody gets in trouble, we still have to go save them.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just really a warning sign. But the first thing that you said was talk to our neighboring county and ask them if they would create a fine.
Or something.
What's your definition of something?
Well,
I mean, they're going to want to know what we want,
rocks,
what we're suggesting to them.
The rocks really belong to the Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
They will probably have to go sit with the Corps of Engineers and get their permission too. I mean, the Corps, you can't mess with that rock out there without the Corps' permission. So therefore, it seems logical that if you wanted to do anything, you would need their permission.
Okay. And depending on what they say, what would you suggest we talk to Brunswick County about?
What is
I
the
would
rescue
really
cost?
Suggest the best thing for us to do is go see the colonel, the Army Corps of Engineers, downtown, and tell him what the problem is, the problem we're having. And I think that he would probably agree with us.
It probably costs us $30 or $40, according to how many volunteers show up.
Really? About that?
And a little bit of gas.
Because
yeah.
my thought is, if you make the fine enough to cover the cost.
We just completed a study.
Yeah.
And the average number of people that respond to the rocks is 9.
Okay. So $90.
Yeah. And the only reason we have a boat and a trailer is because of the rocks.
Okay.
So it's the cost of owning and operating boat and a trailer too.
Yeah.
But everybody on the inside of the rocks, it's not just the rocks that we have a boat. Because we could get called to anywhere down there.
Yeah.
Kite border or whatever, right? So
there's multiple things that we went down there on that
ship. Oh no, yeah, I know. Well, I mean you have the South Island Run report too, so
and Ed's been compiling figures and so is Mike Bowden. And so we've got a little bit of data to go on.
Yeah.
We can go and talk to the colonel first.
You want me to do it?
I'll be glad to go talk to the colonel.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can and take you with me.
Oh,
along with this gentleman right here.
So I just got to ask, what are we doing? I know that the chief has an issue with this one, right? I disagree with him too, by the way. And so, you know, cost-wise, we're not spending that much. The base and the aquarium and all those other people that we protect down there pay us money for that,
mm-hmm.
and they pay double water.
I don't know that they pay for fire and police protection.
Harlan?
No.
So
no.
When the county moved out, there was something that I thought was supposed to happen.
It doesn't come
no.
to us.
Okay.
No.
I was talking
to
the...
Oh, wait, say that again?
According to Harold, some money comes to the volunteer fire department.
There you go. Yes, they do. See, so it doesn't come to the town, it goes to the volunteer fire department. That's what I thought.
What goes to the money?
The money.
How much
because
money?
They're covered.
$300-$400, I think you said, a year. No
funding. We need to look at that. I don't
okay.
know if that's exactly right. But the issue is if we want to renegotiate with all those people, I think that's a smart thing to do. But I don't think that we're going to get out of the business of helping people down there. Because we told the county when Federal Point moved out, I'm fine with putting a fine if we can do that, and I don't see why we can't if we put a sign down there and say, okay, you're going to be charged. The problem is they're not going to have any money or any ID, so I don't know that you're ever going to get very much of it. Yeah, I don't know that you're ever get any of it, but whatever.
But you're going to get one that will challenge you. So sometime, somewhere, it's going
oh,
to
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, on everything
and
we do.
Over.
And,
well,
and we
never
also...
Been any discussion by anybody not to continue to serve
okay
serve.
yeah we've that's never been
so then what are then that's
why
I was asking what are we trying to do
we're no matter how low the amount is we're providing a lot of services to a lot of people for free and there comes a time And I guess this I picked it up from your father more than anybody. There comes a time when you need to say, okay, you're going to pay for some of these services that we're providing. And in addition to the rocks down there at Federal Point, we also have the rocks on the ocean that have signs that say you're not allowed to climb on them, and people do, and they twist their ankles and break their legs, and your father ends up going down there and checking on them too. Not as often, thank heavens. But I know there have been times in the past. We have the police patrolling down there every evening, all during the night. We're providing a lot of services for a lot of entities and a lot of people, and our residents are paying for all of it. And if we have an opportunity to offset any of those costs, I think we should take advantage of it.
Okay. And so but do you think we're going to get any money out of what we're talking about doing?
Well, we won't know until we ask.
Okay. Okay. Then I mean, I assume that means say, you think, you know, yes.
They may say absolutely no, there's no way. But maybe they'll come up with a better answer.
Okay. Sorry for slowing us down.
Okay, so I don't know that we need to vote on anything. I think Andy and Jim and I can go have a little come to Jesus meeting with the Colonel.
Just let me know when you'd like to do that.
Thank you.
And I'll bring my Bible.
And if Ed would like to go with us, we can take Ed too. Okay, thank you guys. And I talked a little bit to Frank Williams on the county commissioners in Brunswick County about this. Their sheriff's department is responsible for anything that happens in the river. And he said they would be more than glad to sit down and talk to us if it gets to that point. Okay, what is next? Oh, your personnel policy.
So, do we have the most recent one that was emailed to everyone?
Yes.
So in your packet, oh, it's turned sideways. Hold on, I gotta turn my computer sideways again. I know how to do it. Just took me a second. Except the mouse didn't turn sideways. So basically, I took inputs from Nancy, from the mayor, and from Jim Dugan to make changes. So Jim's issue was, and I thought it's a decent issue, I think we disagree a little bit on, but his issue was that having department heads be involved in decisions advocating our view, is that it, right?
Yeah.
My issue with having them, at least somewhat involved, at least having to give us their thoughts on it before we vote, is the fact that day to day they're the ones that have to defend the decision out to the public. So if you had a department head that felt really strongly against, this is talk for the public, this is talking about hiring relatives of other employees in the town or on council or department heads, right? And so I tried to balance the fact that there is a concern about nepotism versus the fact that you can not get a good employee because someone else is related to them that's already working in the town. And the town has a large history of having people related to each other that worked for the town. Sonny Beaker and his father worked here. My grandfather and dad were department heads at the same time for a while. Obviously, my dad and I are related, and I'm on council, and he's a department head now. The Kennedy brothers are brothers and I think there's more examples if we work hard at it. So I think our policy should allow that, but we do need to make sure that the policy protects us from the appearance of nepotism. And so what I tried to do was say, okay, you know, when someone puts in an application, they got to say if they're related, and then keep those people, you know, make sure that the decision is made not just by the department head, but by council as well, with the other department heads at least giving an opinion, right? So I changed what you wanted so they're not really voting on it, they're just giving us their opinions now. And I changed some of the wording that you felt was bad because it was wrong with sentences and because it left out, not that they were hired without telling us, right? So I think it's good. I'm looking for you guys' input, right? And I'm willing to make a motion. Y'all have it in front of you if you're comfortable with it.
A couple questions based on, there's two different sections.
Right.
The one about council and everything. Does Andy, all of this stuff has to be in an open meeting. We're not allowed to vote in a closed meeting.
That's right.
But you can discuss it, right?
You can discuss it.
Yeah, but there's still an issue here under approval by a majority vote of the council in a closed meeting.
I must not have fixed that one. Okay, so change
well,
that one.
Well, then it gets into the other thing that I put in my suggestions when I put them in. Personnel matters of any rank of employee being discussed in an open meeting. Well, the only reason they're being discussed in an open meeting is because of relatives. But people who don't have relatives aren't, are protected by having their stuff discussed in an open meeting.
Well, I think the only issue is the vote.
In an ocean.
I think it's just the vote has to be in the open meeting. Yeah, we're allowed to discuss the personnel issue, right, Amy? The only thing, and actually you can come out and say, if you're not going to hire them, no decision was made because you're deciding not to hire them, right?
Right.
So it would just, the vote would just be, we're authorizing this person to be hired. Is that right?
That's right.
So all that's why I tried to write it that way, is I messed up the vote part, but I think the hiring process allows you to discuss and get it out in the closed session about all your concerns, and then at the end you either come out and say no decision was made or the council approves the hiring of this person.
Okay, and I'm fine
with
that.
Is that right? I mean, Nancy, you might have to word it better since I screwed it up in C1, but that was my intent anyway, sorry.
No, you're right on that, and I made you a copy.
I'm fine with that, but I don't, you know, I don't want it to spill over with somebody asking a question and all of a sudden you're discussing personnel matters.
I think you're right.
Yeah, we'll have to remember to call each other on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you just come out and it's either no decision or this person's approved to hire.
Right.
Well, would it be possible just to put in language that it'll be an up or down vote and that's it?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I think we can do anything, right? I mean, if you want me to work with the attorney to get it fixed.
Well, there's just that one sentence.
Yeah, that's in C1, so we'll just change C1. If I had the Word document, we could probably do it here.
Could you just say require council approval?
Yeah, to say by a majority vote of the council.
Or just council approval. I mean, it's only approved if it's a majority vote.
And don't even say whether it's open
can
or closed.
Use term,
we know
can you use
the
term with council consensus or something, and not call it a vote? And then you can just come out here and say, we approved a relative hire.
I wanted it to be pretty formalized, because if we ever get into a nepotism issue, the council needs to be on the record, I think. I mean, if I looked at all this, when I researched this and looked out there in the world, the ones that I found that looked to me like the smartest way to go were pretty rigid in the approval process, right? It's got to be formal.
Do you mind if I comment?
No.
Really?
Okay.
May I comment, Mayor?
Yes.
You'd want to stay away from consensus, because that implies an action taken on a personnel matter in closed session. Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You can discuss. You can discuss all the conditions, all the qualifications, all the abilities. You can air out all your concerns in closed session. Yes, you're going to reach some sort of consensus on whether to hire or fire. You come in and you take a simple majority vote. You don't even need to spell out that it's a majority. You're just voting on that action, and the action is a final action, and that's open. Everything else is closed, and you don't want to expressly use the word consensus.
So are we voting on an action by name?
Yeah, public the hiring of a person. Does
here's
the council
so,
approve
here's an example. You're going to hire a position Y. You got three applicants, and by the way, applicants are confidential. You go in and you discuss all the qualifications and competence, and you get a consensus that you're going to take applicant X. You come out and you follow, you do a motion, I move to hire Tom Brady for the position quarterback. Mm-hmm. Second vote, that's it.
But okay. We're not doing that, because of those three, there's only one who's related.
But that's a condition of employment, that's a condition of qualifications that you're going to discuss in closed session.
So you're saying that the only time we're going to be, we as a council are going to be discussing anything below the level of department head.
Or even department head.
Or
any personnel matter at all in closed session. Unless it's something that's so trivial.
Well, this is for a family member. I mean, how many, if Matthew comes up and applies to be a fireman in 3 years after school, and I'm still on council, Dad's already retired, right? So before we could hire him, it would come to the council, and I would have to abstain, and the rest of you guys would either say yes or no. That's what the policy would, that's what I'm trying to do. If I didn't do it very well, that's a different issue. But, because, you know, I would think that if he was the best qualified person and Ed said this is the guy, council would either decide they agreed or not, and I would abstain, right?
And if for some crazy reason we felt like we needed to discuss it, we can go in closed session and discuss it, come back out and vote on it.
Yeah, or you could just stay out here and vote on it right then.
One good thing under North Carolina law, small towns have exemptions that larger cities do not. Because of this fact of you may not have a number of people to fill a vacancy.
Right.
And this person may be related. Gives you that leeway of...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
But it helps having it spelled out in our own policy.
Yes, that's right.
I've got a,
you did a good
another
job.
Question. The previous page, the other
okay.
one. Exceptions to the requirement, the normal requirement of prohibiting, and then an exception to that will be reviewed and approved by the appropriate department head and town council. That's for a lower level
right.
entry position. If we have to, if the relative meets established requirements for full-time vacancies, does that mean that we have to have the policies and procedures and review them to see whether the person does, or we taking the department head's word, or what?
That's under the council at the time. I mean, it just says the council reviews it. What they decide to review is up to the council. I think. I mean, I didn't want to write that down in there because the council for one job could say, I want to see all the stuff, and for the other one, it's like, okay, I just want to ask a question. And I think council can do that anytime, so that's why I didn't write it down. Council review is up to council what that becomes. It can be a real hard, long one, or it can be very simple.
Could I also comment? And Nancy, if you would help him make a note of this further down toward the end of that paragraph, we still have personnel officer in there, and we don't have a personnel officer. If we could change that to...
I've got a line through it in my
copy. Look just before it. It's in there twice.
Yeah.
If we could put department head there and the council liaison.
We do have a personnel officer.
Yeah, there is no personnel officer. So if we could change that to department head.
Which one are you talking about?
It says...
Do we have a personnel
officer? Under personnel officer is part of the job description.
Additionally, to avoid conflict of interest on appearance of conflict of interest, all decisions regarding yada, 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 work assignments or other working conditions for immediate family members within the department will be reviewed by... the department head and the council liaison. Personnel officer is in there twice.
But we...
If we could put department head and the council liaison for appropriateness and recorded in the employee's personnel file.
But why wouldn't we want the personnel officer also?
We don't have a personnel officer.
We do.
No, we don't. Why we don't, are you our personnel officer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought you were the town clerk, sorry. I don't know, you're not going to review any of that with the department head?
Oh, no, I have no problem with...
I think it's the department head that should be reviewing it with his liaison.
Maybe we should send this back through.
I'll be glad to take it back.
Just one, two little words.
No.
And if you guys want personnel officer, that's fine. I don't think your department head's going to be very happy about it, but you go right ahead.
I'll be glad to take it back and send it to you guys by email. Please read through and give me everything you want changed so I can change it. And I'm sorry I didn't. And
all right, I move we take another look at this.
Well, we don't
personnel
have to
document.
Take a vote on it at all. But we just
so that we can come to a conclusion.
Thank you. Okay, I got it. Thank
so
you.
We don't need a motion.
To keep working on it? No, I got it.
All right.
Sorry, I did a bad job. I'll work on it.
No,
okay.
You did a great job.
We got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. New business, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. How far down here are we? What page are we on here?
So we're on the live business.
Yeah, new business, number one.
We're way past that now. There it is. That's the realtor one.
Okay. Which, no, it's not the realtor one. That never, ever should have been in this package. This
okay.
is just an email or something that a bunch of realtors sent to Mike McClowski. It has,
okay.
it shouldn't even be in here. Okay. I sent you this request from the Pender County Board of Commissioners. Let me tell you, first of all, the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, better known as the MPO, has had a couple of retreats the last few months. The one we had last week, we began developing, the whole thing is to develop a strategic business plan, and we settled on six priorities for the MPO, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But you need to know that the Hampstead Bypass was the number one choice. So it is the number one priority for the MPO to get it done. And if you have ever tried to go east of New Hanover County to get anywhere, you know how very desperately we need something done with Highway 17 up there. In the light of being a good partner in the MPO, I ask that we have a resolution supporting the regional point allocation for specific projects, including in the prioritization, that i.e. the bypass. What this means is that the more support they get, the more likely points from this area of the state will go to the district and the region to help put this as high on the list as possible so that we can obtain the money to make this project work. And you have a copy of the resolution before you. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to read that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm open for questions or a motion.
Make a motion, we support it as requested.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Next on our agenda is the construction contract for the water, well, I don't know that we have a water sewer department, but we have a public works department. Contingent upon the town attorney's approval of the contract language. Mr. Attorney, did you have any comments on any of the language in the contract?
I haven't seen it.
He hasn't seen it?
We don't have it yet. We will get it until you award the contract. That's why it says.
So we have to approve the contract and then the attorney gets to see it?
We make it contingent upon
the project. You can approve it subject to.
Okay.
And so, just for everyone, this is the one that allows us to redirect sewage to the lagoon, which will save us money. And during a hurricane, when Carolina Beach is having problems or a heavy rain event, will help us from overflowing some of our streets. So, I encourage us to do it. It will pay itself back. I make a motion we approve contingent upon the attorney's review of contract for $132,494.22.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Sounds good. Okay. I am making a request that you allow me to travel to Beaufort, North Carolina on August the 8th, and I believe you have a copy of the letter in here from the North Carolina Coastal Federation, where they will be presenting awards to 33 local governments that passed resolutions in opposition to offshore oil. And this is their annual dinner. Getting a Pelican Award is one of the highest environmental awards you can get in North Carolina, and I'd like very much to represent the town at the ceremony.
Do you have an amount?
Yeah, you've got that.
I'm number. Sorry.
Around 200.
Make a motion to approve the mayor's travel to accept the award.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're only paying $45 for $150 win. So
the ROT is probably not on there. That's only
$200. Using up my points to do that. Okay. Now then, I wanted to bring you up to date on some of the things that have been going on around the county that I have had the great pleasure of participating in. Some of this you may have read about in the newspaper, but if not, let me tell you anyway. I had a great opportunity to go to the ribbon cutting for the county's construction and demolition debris recycling facility. You need to go out there and see this. It is absolutely fantastic. It's a machine that takes all the construction material, shakes it up. What comes out is dumped on a conveyor belt where it is separated into all kinds of things such as roof shingles, wood, things like that. The stuff that is shaken out in the first batch on the bottom are all the little pieces that go up another conveyor belt, and there's this giant magnet that pulls out all of the metal that has been in the construction materials. And the first time they did it, I think they, oh, I can't remember how many tons they sold to the metal people just the first day they tried it. But wanted to most of all tell you that the cost of this facility was this contraption they have put together out there was $1.8 million. Construction and debris material used to consume 30% of the landfill space. Prior to doing this, the county was pulling out around 6 tons per day of construction and demolition material by hand. And the new system, however, is designed to process 30 tons per day. Per hour. Correction on that. So they've gone from 6 tons per day to 30 tons per hour. They've estimated that 60,000 tons of the material will be kept out of the landfill annually. Over the past few years, the county has begun doing household hazardous waste and electronics recycling. This one I didn't know about, community battery recycling, which one of the pickup stations is at the aquarium. They've implemented a yard waste recycling program to divert 8% of the entire waste stream entering the landfill. They renovated the former Waste Tech facility and have partnered with a group called Sunoco, really out of Jacksonville, where they will process 25,000 tons of recyclables per year, and they have a new 75,000 gallon per day wastewater treatment plant brought on this month out there at the landfill, and it uses a state-of-the-art ultrafiltration and reverse osmosis technology to exceed all the state and federal standards. What it comes down to is that all of these programs have increased the life of the landfill by 98 years, and at the same time they have reduced the tipping fee at the landfill from $59 a ton to $50 a ton. That's a 15% decrease. Frankly, I'm very, very proud of our county and what they're doing out there, especially since we don't have any other land to put another landfill on, so it's close to 100 years before we will need another one.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, weren't they in the process of preparing another cell?
Another what?
A disposal site that they probably won't have to
No,
do
they won't have to do that now.
Is the money that they generate stay in solid waste?
That I don't know.
I would like to think that it
I
would.
I certainly hope so. Okay, let's see. Next one. Oh, any questions about that really, really neat operation? I might consider going out there and looking at it. Okay, I got to go to a DOT meeting last week, the one at Castle Hayne, where they were taking comments from the public on the stuff that we do in MPO. And in the process, got to meet a lot of them locally and from Raleigh. And a couple of things that have come out of that is talking to Jesse Leonard about Dow Road and Ocean Boulevard and the additional traffic that is being diverted onto Ocean Boulevard to get it to go down Dow Road, and the possibility of the dangers there at the intersection. She said that what she would like to do is a speed study on several places on Dow Road this summer. And I told her I thought that was a great idea, and then she said today that she would also like to do it again in January. That'll test more the speed of those of us who are local and really help our police departments and them to decide what to do and what not to do on Dow Road. Let's Well, let me go on and get in the crosswalks now, because we talked some about crosswalks and signage for crosswalks and all. I had a request from a resident about doing a crosswalk at Jay Avenue and Fort Fisher. I talked to the head of Public Works and our police department about this, and both of them said that they would disagree with putting one there, partly because Jay is getting pretty close then to K Avenue and the backup of traffic as a result of this, but also that once we do that, then we are probably going to have requests to do this at every intersection on Fort Fisher and the problems that would cause traffic-wise would not be good. And also, it gives everybody a false sense of security of thinking that just because they step into a crosswalk, somebody's going to stop. And if you've ever been out there, you know that's not necessarily true. And so especially our police department felt like it would be more dangerous to have all of them than less dangerous. But I wanted to get your opinion.
I thought DOT said they didn't want to put any more on 421.
They didn't. That's the other part, too.
I mean, they did.
Well, I mean, they don't want.
Yeah, they said they're not going to put another
right
one. So we can move one, but where do you want to move it from?
Right.
No. Yeah, so.
No, especially that close to K. So I just wanted to let you know that in case you hear from citizens who want more crosswalks. Okay. Now, League of Municipalities. We had our legislative meetings last week. I'm on the Committee of Tax and Finance. Let me tell you, the one that we sent forward asking for support on transportation funds for beach nourishment and shallow draft inlets, it went to the Environmental Committee and it was passed unanimously. So it will go on now to the next section out there. I'm going to do this very quickly, I promise you guys, but I wanted to tell you a few of the legislation things that we went over. And there is a package that I'll be glad to give you a copy of if you're interested, but I think I can go through it very quickly, and if you have any questions, stop me. Some of the things that passed during this session. They passed a $22.225 billion budget that increased state spending by 2.8%. Many, many of the bills that were in there this year did not pass because the legislature adjourned so quickly after the budget was passed, quicker than they almost ever do, especially on a short session. Part of the budget agreement, you may or may not remember that last year they appropriated $17.6 million of state funds to local sales tax collections. Well, this year they eliminated it. They took all that money back, so don't get to spread that around. In addition to that, they tried to clarify some of the sales tax base changes, but changing a lot of the tiers around and all, it just didn't work. It got way too complicated. They also maintained the total PAL bill funding at $147.5 million. There was an effort on some legislators to cut PAL bill funding, and thank heavens that did not pass. The budget also provides, and this is what I was thinking was very interesting when it comes to our public works projects. They provided $33.8 million in funds for state water and wastewater infrastructure grants and an additional $8.6 million for the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. In addition to that, the Division of Water Infrastructure has announced funding, the funding round coming up in September. And as part of that, they have over $300 million in the Connect North Carolina bonds that were passed this spring to go for predominantly, I guess, over $200 million for loans, $100 million for grants. There is a state reserve program that's really big projects, along with the Clean Water Revolving Fund, really big projects. CDBG, we don't qualify for. There's a special fund for towns that are less than 10,000, and for this particular division, this doesn't even include the Clean Water Trust Fund. In talking with our engineer about this, received a note from him today, and he said that our pump station and our lift station would not qualify for any kind of state funding, not any of the grants, maybe the loans, but the cost of him putting the application together, he didn't think would be worth it. Well, I've been on the council for over 6 years now. I do not understand, except for the infiltration thing that DOT and NC State worked on, I do not understand why some of the projects, particularly as big as the lift station, that's going to cost us $500,000, why we can't be considered for funding on some of these.
Do you know how poor some of the towns in North Carolina are?
Yes, and some of it is based on the condition of of the system that you need to replace.
Right, and our system isn't in a crappy state.
Our system is about as far as along, about as bad as you can get. And
what?
The lift station.
Okay, but the system, not just
the lift station.
I know, but
I'm not talking about the whole system.
I understand that.
I'm talking about the lift station. It is in such dire need to be replaced.
You need to go to the eastern part of the state.
Okay, what I would like to do is go to their training program, and it won't cost the town a penny. Okay?
Knock yourself out. I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
I mean,
that's my only request.
Okay.
Okay. Got some new finance officer training back there in case the town really, only if the town gets on the watch list, then you're
right.
That we won't ever have to worry about. Small business and Arlen. This may be something, may not ever affect us, or it might. There is a provision now that prohibits cities from charging utility companies fees associated with permits and inspections of work done in a public right-of-way. And what they, well, we've got a fiber optics thing coming up that a guy has been calling me about, really pushing for. And the thing that the cities complained about was that they are really tearing up the lines and infrastructure when they are putting these fiber optic systems in, and the cities and towns have not been able to recover the cost of fixing what they have messed up. And apparently these utility companies or the fiber optics people feel like the sales taxes we receive from utilities would more than cover the cost of any disasters they cause. That one's one that we might watch in the future if we ever have a fiber optics company to
well, I think
come
that's
in.
Actually already, I think it's effective next year.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Let's see, local governments, buildings, structures, and inspections. It is passed unanimously that the legislature restricted local government's ability to conduct rental registration programs. For example, if we decided to set up a permit system for rental housing,
it says we can't do it.
We can't do it. Okay.
The anti-California
legislation. Yeah, they reinforced
sure
that this
Craig
year.
Sure, Craig
said. We know all about that.
Land use regulatory changes for John over here. The main one came from a developer in Asheville, and it doesn't apply to us. It has to do with really big developments, but and it was apparently pretty bad, and the legislature lost on the legislation from it. But the Bar Association has gotten involved with this whole thing, and they're going to be rewriting the planning procedures before the next session, and so that's something PNC might want to see what the Bar Association comes up with. Along with that, if you decide to put somebody in a municipal district, like our central business district, you decide to take in an extra block or something, you have to have a public hearing, but regardless, it's we still retain the right to put people in it or cut people out. So if we ever decide to expand our central business district. Now, you've heard about municipal elections. Haven't heard anybody weigh in on this, changing them to even years instead of odd years.
It's stupid.
I think everybody thought it was pretty stupid, so they're going to have a study on...
I mean, it'll save us money, so but I just think it's dumb.
Yeah. Well, they're going to study it this fall, okay?
I don't know what their study's going
to show. Coal ash, of course, does not apply to us, but there were changes that had to do with the evaluation of water systems and all, which... the league feels like is now a template for any kind of drinking water problems in the future, whether they have to do with coal ash or any other type of pollution in any towns or cities. Okay, what did not pass? Sales tax. I think I mentioned to you the adjustment factors. They tried to do away with it, and then they tried to change it, and then it got so complicated that nobody knew what they were talking about up there. So that was not passed at all. Regulatory reforms got way too complicated for a short session. So some of the things that are probably going to be looked at this coming year will be the Regulatory Reform Act of 2016, environmental laws, and military operations. Okay, so other ones on the Regulatory Reform Act, there will be many land use reforms they'll be looking at, dealing with rezoning, subdivision changes, land use violation, and statute of limitations, and buffer related issues. Chime in if you think I'm missing anything here.
You're covering it very well.
And so, constitutional amendments. They tried to have an omnibus constitutional amendment law with three amendments. One would cap the state income tax rate at 5.5, which I'm sure you have probably heard about. Anyway, none of those passed. Occupancy tax. Seems Jacksonville would like to build a sports complex. So they're trying to get their occupancy tax changed so they can spend all of it on this sport complex. And evidently everybody kind of went berserk.
Guaranteed moneymaker.
I told him they need, the guy next to me from Jacksonville, I told him he needed to go talk to Wilmington. Mm-hmm. They could tell him how to do it. And apparently the House has this idea that all ROT taxes should be 2/3 marketing and 1/3 for, you know, whatever we need. No other breakdowns. The Senate doesn't have that, but obviously the two of them do not agree on anything. Tolling, okay? They tried to terminate the agreement for having a toll on I-77, and that did not pass, and it's of interest to us because if, God forbid, we ever got the Cape Fear Bridge crossing, tolls could help to pay for it, but there is an effort underway in the legislature to prevent any tolling in the state, okay? You've heard all about Sunset Beach. This was an interesting one. Local government immigration compliance. Apparently they had passed a law that people could use for their identity. They didn't have to have a driver's license. They could get an identity that they, like they get from nonprofits like Good Shepherd Shelter. But they wanted it determined that local government, if local government is not complying with state laws in using those identities correctly, then the cities and counties where they're used incorrectly will lose all of their PAL bill funding and all of their capital funding for schools. And one of the examples was if a police officer stopped somebody and used that identity rather than requiring something more substantial, the whole town could lose all of its PAL bill funding. Fortunately, that one didn't pass. I mean, they had some crazy ones up there. Okay, back to the tier system again. God, this kept coming up over and over again. So they created an 11-member work group to research and make recommendations on changing how you evaluate a community's economic distress. Okay. And retirement changes. They tried to change the retirement system so that new hires, their retirement was not based on length of service, but rather was based on age, and changed the age to 50, because evidently that's what it is in the federal government. That didn't pass. Okay. Listen, it's been an exciting week, guys. You should have been with me. Is that all of it? No, it isn't. MPO. I am providing all of you, this is not a record thing, this is just strictly information. Okay? Told you about our retreats. Our six priorities were the Hampstead process, rail realignment, which I understand the governor may have had an announcement on today. That's to get rid of those 33 stops in Wilmington that that little train makes all the way through everybody's neighborhood, and to help the port down there. Cape Fear River crossing, or as DOT likes to say, our Skyway, is our third priority. But interestingly enough, the estimate, which really is not as high as it should be, is twice what the entire state budget is for 1 year. So there is, unless they figure out another way to do something, there is no way on the face of the earth we are ever going to get that bridge, although they are doing the environmental study on it. The fourth priority is the Independence Boulevard extension. The fifth priority is to have rail freight rail service reestablished from Wilmington to Raleigh, including the route from Castlehaine to Wallace. And the sixth one is to support ILM's efforts to obtain more direct flights to major hubs. Those are the ones that now the MPO staff will do a pest analysis. It has nothing to do with bugs. It's the political, economic, social, and technological factors, and they'll bring them back to the board and decide where to go from that. I gave you this article because I do not agree or disagree, but I think it was the one done by Gary Shipman on the editorial page the other day, maybe yesterday. I think it explains Kirby versus DOT decision by the North Carolina Supreme Court very well. And this is something the MPO, along with all over the state, are really dealing with right now, because the first thing Raleigh has done is to do away with the map system that's been in force for years and years, and put a moratorium on it for the next year. So how in the world they decide for the next year who buys whose property and how they evaluate it is absolutely crazy right now. But I wanted you to have this to read, because it's one of the best explanations I have heard so far, and I promise you this is one of the most complicated things I've ever had to be involved with.
Mayor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Regarding the MPO and the six priorities.
Yes, sir.
Was this reprioritizing the current study that was probably done 15 years ago? I mean, I'm your town rep to the MPO.
Yeah.
We just built and outbraved the 2040 plan in the fall. Mm-hmm. None of this was in there.
Well, the MPO does, they redo their...
So when you say that this is prioritization, is this a rehash of what was done 10 years ago and they get ready to...
Yeah, really MPO doesn't have anything to do with that plan. These are the projects that you first take to the state for funding. And if the state doesn't fund them, then they can be considered for regional funding, and if the region doesn't fund it, then it can be considered for district funding.
Got all that.
And
these projects
are all in the
put in some plan at some time.
Well, the MPO plan has been, I can show you, I should have brought my little fold out thing. I can show you all the plans that are on it just from our MPO. For the state, when they had the DOT meeting, they put the ones out for the entire state, and they had tables going literally from here to that window with type that big, listing all of the ones for the state.
We have to fight like crazy in this county because of big money in Charlotte and Raleigh Durham.
Well, DOT has really come up with a new way to do this that does not involve politics as much as it has in the past. But and even then, one of the biggest projects on there that never gets funded every year, gets kicked out all the time, is widening 95. And if you've ever had to drive on 95, you know how desperately we need that. But it's sort of like our bridge. The cost is so huge that it would kick everybody else in the state out of the system if you put all your money just toward that one project. So, boy, have I learned a lot. Okay, did all the recycling things? Is that my last one? That's it.
Crosswalks?
No, we talked about the crosswalks. We're not going to do them.
Done? Okay.
Okay.
All right. The item number six, the community center lock. Apparently, there's been some things missing from the storage cabinet that is used by the community council committee. The thought was is that they would like to put a combination lock on the inner door where they store their materials. And they have within the budget, I would just like consensus to allow them to go ahead and get themselves a lock and have Sonny put it on the door.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we good? And then the my other item is the ROT. We are close to coming up with some very good data relative to the ROT, the number of accounts versus the number of potential accounts for our town, and the implications there, not only to the sand fund, but in also in the ad valorem taxes that come through, etc., are potentially significant. I would recommend that we take the following approach, which is first that we take a look at the information that we have gathered, and David was kind enough to get a lot of that data that was the starting point, that we would get take a look at that data, see if it does have the value we expect. If it does, I think we should have the mayor go ahead and have a meeting with the county director of finance and the county manager with us. Yes, and we'll sit down and show them the information. And if they think the information has value, then I believe we can determine if we want to show it to the commissioners. And along that line as well, talk to Willard for the Gazette and give him some of the information, because I think there may be things pertinent to the law that people do not understand, and this would be a way to get the information out there and get things done that should be done, that are required legally. So once we do all that, then I think we would certainly fall in line with whatever the county actions may wish to be. One thing I would like to, I guess that's it on ROT. So if you all agree with that, I'll set up the meeting for data review, and then we can determine if we want to go to the next step.
I think it's awesome. Appreciate all the work you guys have done and the staff's done, because I think and I think you're exactly right. We should, in the Island Gazette, announce to people that, okay, we're trying to find you and we've got some good data. You might want to clean your act up before the county, we give it to the county. I think that's a perfect approach, right? So we're keying people. You know, Emily, Joe, and I said on when we were in the election process that we were going to research this issue, so it shouldn't surprise anyone. And I think telling people before they get caught is better, because if a bunch of people register the county may realize that's a great approach to use in the other two beaches as well, because I bet they could do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, it's easier for us for a little smaller, but the work is not like complicated or...
It is.
It's just work, right? And
right.
they could easily do it.
Right.
Well, thank you guys. I am very proud of all
well,
of you.
Let's not be proud of anything yeah. until we finish it.
No.
Yeah. It's good
so
work.
Far, I think you've done a great job. Very, right. very pleased.
Everybody was involved.
It's a
Everybody.
Life-threatening process, driving on 421 with a golf cart.
Yeah. There you go. With the safety vest.
There you go.
Those okay. guys always ran over me on my bicycle.
But we would have if we'd been able to catch you.
We represented my sunglasses.
Okay, before we adjourn, I forgot something real quick because I want to be sure I did the right thing. Like I said, the league legislative committee I'm on is for tax and finance, and we had a submission of goals from two towns, Shelby and Stokesdale, whatever that is, okay, that said basically the same thing, support an amendment to general statute to require the county share of sales tax distributions under Article 40 to be distributed from counties to municipalities on a per capita basis only. Okay? I just went ballistic and told them every reason in the world why they shouldn't do this and how badly this would hurt the beach towns, at least in New Hanover County.
Every
and
small
town. Yeah, every small
town. Every
small
town
these
get killed.
Well, these are small towns, but apparently
they don't have a big town in their county.
They have a different way also of dealing with their counties. One of the things I learned is that people don't have the relationship we have in New Hanover County. And wow, these men just jumped right on it and agreed with me, and we voted it down. And instead, they might, from the guy in Jacksonville, recommend that you still have an option of per capita or ad valorem or some type of hybrid. If you want to put it together, like Jacksonville negotiated something with Onslow, you know. I felt very good about defeating
okay.
it.
Good. Good.
Thank you. On that note,
no,
right here.
We have a closed session.
We have a closed session. Make a motion to go to a closed session.
Sorry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody's got such a pain look on their face.
It may be worse when we're done.
No, I don't do.
Reverse.
Okay.
Make a motion to return to the open session.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We had a discussion about possible ordinance amendments to address beach safety and conservation standards. Do I hear?
Make a motion with 4-2 PNZ beach safety and conservation standards for discussion and input back to council.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Make the motion we close.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Good.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you so
much.
I was really excited.
Hey, they bought us
off.
That's
why I couldn't
do it.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
For these
glasses. Oh,
they're
waiting.